Welcome, everybody. County Executive, Governor, it's really big and it's really finished. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Alliant Energy Center and to a really historic day, not only for Alliant Energy Center, Dane County, the state of Wisconsin, but actually the agricultural industry, really across the globe. This is a really special building, and it's been a truly unique project, the way it's all came together. There's a lot of people that need to be thanked and recognized, and I'm going to let other people take care of that. But one of our biggest users is World Dairy Expo, and it's really fitting that they happen to be a partner and happen to be the first user of this particular facility. So at this time, I'd like to introduce Scott Bentley to come up on behalf of World Dairy Expo and just say a few words.
Well, thank you, Mark. The New Holland Pavilions are a testament to the visionary leadership of World Dairy Expo during the past 48 years. And it's my honor and responsibility to recognize the thousands of volunteers of World Dairy Expo, the many thousands of exhibitors that have participated in this show over the last 48 years, the board members past and present, and certainly the staff for all of their contributions, their insight, their creativity, their drive, their enthusiasm to help make these new pavilions a reality. We are very pleased, as Mark stated, to be the first event to use the New Holland Pavilions. We think it's only fitting as the longest running event here on the Alliant Energy Center grounds. And if you think back, and some of you may know this, to the history and the origins of World Dairy Expo, it did start right here in Madison, right here in Wisconsin, with strong, backboned leaders who saw an opportunity, saw a need for the dairy industry, saw an opportunity to bring commerce to Wisconsin, and here we are 48 years later. 2014 World Dairy Expo will welcome over 70,000 attendees over the next 5 days from 90 countries, some 850 commercial exhibitors, nearly 1,000 dairy cattle exhibitors. And over the course of these next 5 days, we will host 8 national and international dairy breed shows where the world's finest cattle, some 2,300 animals, will walk the red shavings on the floor of the Coliseum. The pavilions represent an exciting new chapter in the history and the future of World Dairy Expo. And we stand before you this morning very proud to be a partner in the funding of the New Holland Pavilions. The pavilions replaced old cattle barns, and we now have world-class housing to house our world-class cattle and exhibitors. And on behalf of the entire organization and the event of World Dairy Expo, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I'd like to introduce another individual, and as you can see, there's a beautiful blue tractor right here, and the name of this building is the New Holland Pavilions. An organization that we went to early on, and they got it. They saw the vision and immediately jumped on it. So at this time, I'd like to introduce Abe Hughes from New Holland Agriculture.
Thank you, Mark. It's a really great day for Wisconsin. It's a great day for agriculture. And it's a great day for New Holland Agriculture and Construction. We're very proud of this building. We're very proud of this private-public partnership that we've got. And what it really is all about is right over here. We've got Caitlin Nolt from Canton, Pennsylvania, exhibiting her beautiful cow. It's really about the future. This building here is an investment in the future of agriculture. It's for that next generation that we need to attract into agriculture. We wanted to have brand new facilities here, the best in the world, not only for the young people who want to get excited about this business, but also for the animals, who also have certain needs, and we believe they've been met with this state-of-the-art facility. So again, it's a great day for agriculture. It was very easy for us to make this decision to join with Dane County, to join with the state of Wisconsin, to make this public-private partnership for the long term. We needed to move from the temporary exhibit we've got over there, the tent, to something a lot more permanent. So we look forward to many years of partnership together. And the last thing I guess I could say is drink more milk and buy more balers.
Thank you. There's one group of individuals I personally would like to recognize and thank.
that many of you would not recognize. We've been behind the scenes. Strang is the architect engineer firm, and many of them are out here, are the ones that designed this building. There was a lot of thought that went into. The partners are at the table, but they did a phenomenal job of designing and delivering a product that everybody that I've talked to so far is really ecstatic about. In addition to that, there's another group. Myron was the general contractor that had the bid for this. And two individuals is the project superintendent, Ryan Ballwig, and the project manager, Jonathan Stevens. I think they're out there. I hope they're out there. Those two individuals took a project that should have probably taken almost a year, maybe just short of a year to get done. They delivered us a product in less than 30 weeks, and that's almost impossible to do. And the way they brought these subcontractors together, and everybody had the same vision of getting completed by this particular show, it was nothing more than amazing. So I really want to thank Myron Construction and Strang for putting this project really at our feet today. Another person I'd like to really introduce is County Executive Joe Parisi. When he went to him almost 2 years ago now, he saw the vision. He got it. He understood what we're trying to, and he has supported this 100%. Right from the beginning. So I'd really like to introduce the County Executive, Dane County, Joe Parisi.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for everything you do for this facility and for World Dairy Expo. What a day, finally coming across the finish line on a project that many of us and many people right here today have been dreaming about for years and for years. And it's almost difficult to know where to begin thanking people and recognizing the people who are responsible for this happening. Because truly, everyone here and everyone out there is responsible for this coming together. This is not the kind of project that any one entity can make happen. It takes a true shared vision, a shared passion for our state, for our county, for this industry, to realize a dream like this. And I'm going to start by thanking World Dairy Expo themselves. Because as everyone here knows, World Dairy has grown beyond anyone's wildest dreams over the years that it's been here at the Lion Energy Center. And people from across the country, states across the country, have tried to lure World Dairy away. They've said, look at those old barns, look at this facility, you're outgrowing it, come here and look what we can do with you. And World Dairy came to us and said, we want to stay in Dane County, we want to stay in Wisconsin, we want to work with you to make sure that World Dairy stays where it belongs, right here in the state of Wisconsin. So thank you, World Dairy, for your commitment to our state. We appreciate it. And I just want to mention our many partners. Not at Dane County, we have the County Board Chair Sharon Corrigan here. We could not have done this without the state of Wisconsin. We have Senator Fred Risser, who is also on the State Building Commission, that provided $9 million toward this project. Senator Mark Miller, whose district this is in. We have the governor. We have the Secretary of Ag. We have so many good people here who have come together to make this happen. But I want to recognize also some of the people who are behind the scenes. Those of us up here get to stand in front of the cameras, and we get to say thank you, and we get to be recognized. But there are people like my friend Jeff Lyon, the Deputy Director of the Department of Ag. Jeff, can you raise your hand? I know that he's embarrassed that I'm pointing him out. But I can't tell you the countless hours that Jeff put in behind the scenes making sure this deal happened, working with my staff, my Chief of Staff, Josh Westcott, and Jeff. Became very close in this project. They put in a lot of hours, and this was not easy to put together. So to all of you who work behind the scenes, thank you so much for everything that you've done. And what we're seeing today is our vision for the future. This is about taking our county and our state forward and recognizing the importance of agriculture, the importance of the dairy industry. And when you look at our state and the variety in our state, it's like Dane County. We have urban, we have rural. And sometimes people look at those two and see that they feel that there's a tension between the two. But that tension doesn't have to exist, because when we focus on what we have in common, we can accomplish great things that benefit all, everyone from the urban areas to the rural areas, just like today. So thank you again, everyone, for being here. Thank you to the governor for being here today. Thank you to Secretary Bransell, who I have the honor of introducing now, who's going to say a few words to you today. Thank you very much.
What a great day. All this is a ribbon cutting, right?
Oh, no, it's way more than that.
I can't even imagine what the dreamers of World Dairy Expo would think today. Those men and women that sat around, and they were from Wisconsin, they had been in Iowa, they had been in Chicago, and they said, Wisconsin can do it better. And they created a vision for World Dairy Expo. And then, as was mentioned, the expansion and the activities and the involvement in the international has become more than a dream, but a true reality. America's Dairyland is great in that it provides economic support to the state of Wisconsin of $43.4 billion of economic activity. If you go to any other state and have them say any industry whatsoever, even Boeing Airlines, what it means to that state versus what dairy means to this state, and they'd be hard-pressed to challenge us in the impact of dairy. And with that comes a responsibility, and it's a responsibility to provide to those who want to know us, who want to learn about the dairy industry of Wisconsin, who want to recognize the leadership of America in the world with products that are nutritious for all citizens of this world. And it doesn't happen when one person tries to pull the rope, but when Joe Parisi, the executive, said, I think we can get this done, but I can't get it done alone. And the governor said, we want to help. Make sure you figure out a way we can help them. And the Midwest Horse Fair and New Holland and even the food catering service, along with World Dairy Expo, stepped forward and said, we can have a facility that not only will serve dairy and the state of Wisconsin, we can have a facility that will serve many, many others in many ways in this community and our state. That's a dream worth pursuing, and today we are here to say we can stop dreaming, we can live in reality, we can enjoy what we have. And even a challenging question I asked earlier of this young lady, well, I will not repeat because I don't want to embarrass her. It's going to be hard-pressed for Harrisburg or Louisville or Denver or the American Rural in Kansas City to rip it out of our hands now. It is here to stay. And with that, the individual that was behind the scenes that nobody saw but was championing the cause, was working with the building commission, was working with the legislature, and was working with the department and others to make sure that this did become a reality, Governor Walker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. There we go. That was like church. We've fallen asleep or something like that. Sorry not to be pumped up after Ben's comments there, but it really is a team effort. And this is what happens when you see all the folks here and all the others who don't, as the county executive mentioned, others that are probably as involved, if not more so, who don't want to be up in front. But it really is a team effort. And I just want to echo the thanks from New Holland, from all the private supporters and sponsors who helped underwrite this, from the county with the county executive, the county board, and the team here that really stepped up and said, with the Alliant Energy Center and with the World Dairy Expo, we're going to make this a priority. We were happy to partner in that regard. And I say we as a state, because this is one where the legislature and us work together, particularly, as mentioned, Senator Risser, longstanding member of the Building Commission. This was a no-brainer for us in the Building Commission, right, Senator Risser? This was a great idea, and it's really big for a number of reasons. $88 billion. Where does that number come from? That's an updated number. USDA has a thing called the National Agricultural Statistical System, NAS. The new numbers from NAS show that the economic impact of agriculture in this state is some $88 billion. About half of that alone comes from dairy. We got all sorts of other wonderful agriculture components, but about half of all that economic impact in this state, over $40 billion, comes from dairy alone. It is fitting, as much as there are many other great places across this country that have a significant ag background and particularly dairy background, no place is better than America's Dairyland. And it's only fitting that the leadership of all the people here and many others who worked together on this said, where else but America's Dairyland should we have the World Dairy Expo? And so you see, as we mentioned with Caitlin and others, whether it's coming from across the country in places like Pennsylvania or elsewhere over the last few years, meeting people literally. Ben and I met folks from around the world as we toured through the expo here. This is the place to feature. Where else but America's Dairyland? It's also great, and I see our Secretary of Tourism here, Stephanie Klett, is here. But we love it because for this week, we have a great time showing off Madison, the greater Madison area in the state of Wisconsin. We love visitors. Come back often. TravelWisconsin.com will tell you how you can come here. The weather like it was yesterday as well. It's like almost every other day of the year, right? It was a Chamber of Commerce day. But we love the tourism impact, and we love the attention on coming to our state's capital and showing off the beauty of not just the Alliant Energy Center and showing off the World Dairy Expo, but all the other things and all the people. Folks, I was at breakfast this morning, and somebody said, I love hearing all the different languages out at the farmer's market on Saturday when World Dairy Expo is, because there's people from all around the world who hang around and go out to the farmer's market on the square as well. But a tremendous opportunity from a standpoint of showing off to all of our friends from across the country and around the world. But it's also a great way of showing off the economic impact that agriculture has in this state. And to celebrate not just the economic and business impact, but to celebrate the fact that for at least those of us here in Wisconsin, I believe others from across the country and around the world, farming's not just a business, it's a way of life. And we get to show off something that's real important to our farm families here in this state. It's important to our communities who support those farm families. And it's a great way to have a tremendous asset. On the way through, I saw a farmer, a dairy farmer from De Pere, who I saw 3 years ago when I was first governor, about 200 yards over, in the spot he had that was crowded and hot and difficult to get around. And now he was glowing with the fact that even yesterday with the warmer temperatures, his cows were just fine with all the perfect air control. It was easy to get around. It's easy to gain access. And now for all the people that are in these pavilions, they not only get to show off their cows, but they get to show and relate to all the other people that sometimes were hard to get to, that was hard to connect to. And that's really what this is. This is a celebration of the dairy industry in this state, in this country, all around the globe. We're proud to be a part of it here today, and we want to thank all the partners who made that possible. Congratulations.
When we do things here at AEC, we do them big and we do them right. So,
Governor, County Executive,
choose your weapon.